Okay. Oh yeah, you can hand that to me. Ugh, got it. And you can put that one by the table or something. Yeah, just like right there. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, and take your shoes off. I don't want dirt tracked in. Thanks. No, you can just like sit here. It's fine. So, what happened? No, I mean, like, what actually happened? Because all I got was a text saying, he's moving in with you for a while. Hope that's okay. I figured it wasn't your idea. And Jesus. He told her to kick you out, didn't he? Right. It sounds like she went along with it, too. That's great. That's really great. No, I'm not surprised. She doesn't fight him on anything. Never has. What was it about this time? Did he just get sick of you being in the house? Eating cereal too loud, or what's up? Of course. And growing up, standing on your own. All the classics. You know, he didn't even pay rent for the first 2 years they were together, right? Yeah, no, I'm not supposed to know that. He told me himself. Tried to, like, bond over it. And thought I'd find it relatable. I didn't. Anyway, hey, you're here now. That's fine. The couch folds out. And you can have that side of the closet clear some space. Well, the store is closed in 30 if you need anything last minute. Toothbrush, deodorant, whatever. Are you sure? Okay, cool. Yeah, well, not gonna lie, I figured it was coming eventually. I just didn't know it would be tonight. And hey, you don't owe me anything, by the way. Just pick up after yourself. And don't mess with the windows. Yeah, the lock on the left one sticks, and I don't feel like replacing it, so hands off. Not really. I don't have any rules besides, like, I mean, I work late. Sometimes I sleep in, so if you need something, just write it down. Don't, like, knock on my door unless it's something important. Don't give me that look. I'm not being cold. I like routine, I guess. You'll be fine. What are you gonna do for money? Okay, and then? It's not a long-term plan. You know that, right? Alright, just checking. You're not dumb. I figured you had something. And hey, if you need, like, help with a resume or anything, I can look at it. Just don't expect a pep talk or anything. You don't need one. Good. That's good. Did you tell anybody else about this? Yeah, I figured. Probably better that way. I mean, let's see. Yeah. Mom texted me like 3 times since you got here. Haven't answered. Not going to either. I mean, you can if you want to. I'm not going to stop you, but... Okay, look, no, I didn't say that. I don't think you'll like what she says. Like, I can't see her saying something reasonable. That's just me, though. Look, well, I don't know what you were expecting. If this is temporary, fine. If it's longer, also fine. Just don't treat it like a layover, okay? That's not what this is. You live here now until you don't. And that's it. Okay. You want me to turn the TV back on, or... Suit yourself. I know what it's like, you know. They kicked me out too. Yeah. 19, middle of sophomore year, I came home for winter break and all my shit was boxed up in the garage. Yeah, no, the whole, God, the whole, like, drug dealer thing, yeah, complete fucking nonsense, wasn't real, and never happened. What actually happened was he found my prescription bottle, sertraline, generic Zoloft, nothing exciting, he just... He didn't even ask about it. He just jumped to conclusions and thought I was unstable, unsafe to have in the house. I mean, I was getting straight B's, paying for everything I needed myself, barely even home, but sure. Depression equals dangerous, apparently. God. He said I was a liability. Said it made more sense now why I was always moody. And he told her, of course. But Mom was reasonable at first. Didn't see that as reason to kick me out of the house. So when she didn't cave, suddenly he's talking bullshit about how I'm selling prescription meds on campus and how I'm a bad influence on you and, yeah, you know the rest. And that was that. Anyway, now I work in a struggling tattoo parlor, barely making enough for a one bedroom, eating eggs for dinner, and yeah, I guess I'm doing fine. Better than them, that's for fucking sure. And you don't need to say anything either, I'm just telling you because you should know what kind of people you're dealing with. They don't kick you out because they think it's good for you. They kick you out because it's easier than dealing with you. It's not about character or growing up. It's about convenience. Their convenience. Okay? Good. So, and don't waste any time trying to earn your way back in. It's not gonna happen. Just figure out what works for you and do that instead. That's my advice. Fuck. And chin up, okay? I know it seems like all bad right now, but this might be really fucking good for you. I'm serious. I don't regret it. I mean, let's take inventory. The, in general, existential dread, negative, obviously. No more group texts about family game night. That's a positive. A loneliness. Isolation, if you're the type to care about that, negative. But no more fake smiling at brunch while he explains the stock market like he invented it. That's a plus for sure. paying for your own food. Negative. But no more unsolicited advice about your diet. Positive. No more pretending you don't have to hear them fighting upstairs. Positive. No more toothpaste magically appearing in the cabinet. Negative. Yeah, that's a positive too. No more of his fellow unemployed friends at 9 a.m. talking about crypto. Positive. Stupid. No more walking on eggshells just to get through the day. Positive. You get to take up space without apologizing for it. Positive. And I mean that. Don't apologize to me. You don't have to. Right. Oh, and mommy issues. Positive. Wait, what? No. You said negative. Mommy issues are not a negative. Maybe because girls eat that shit up. No. I gotta set up for this shit. And think of it like this. Alright, no, just imagine a guy like you in his 20s, but a total fucking mama's boy, has his mom, like, come over to cook him meals, buy him clothes, do his laundry. No girl on earth wants anything to do with a guy like that, trust me. Right? Meanwhile, a guy with mommy issues, with a broken, irreparable relationship to his mother. No, girls can smell that from 50 miles away and will hunt you down. Trust me. Or maybe that's just my taste speaking, but you have to admit that's a positive, for sure. Oh, God. Never regretted dating a guy with mommy issues, you know? They're like Play-Doh. Malleable. Impressionable. You say, a good boy, halfway through a hand job, and it's like, it changes his brain chemistry forever. Okay, sorry, that was a bit crude. I don't really talk much with people. Most of my clients are too busy gripping the chair in pain to make for good conversation, so sorry, that was weird. I'll shut up. On a more serious note, I used to think I was the problem, you know? That if I just said less or needed less, they'd keep me around. It didn't work, obviously. But now you're here, and I'm looking at you, and you didn't do anything wrong either. So maybe it's not us. Hey. Come here. I said come here. Just let me. No, just shut up. You're okay. You're gonna be okay. I've got you, alright? Even if they don't. Just and stay here. I'm not good at this part, but I mean it. You're not alone. And not anymore. Okay. Hey, look at me. You're not alone. You're so precious. Can I just... I don't know what that was. I was gonna lean in. I was gonna, yeah, like, kiss you. I don't really know why, though. I'm sorry. Hey, are you okay? Are you okay? Just, no, it's, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, antidepressants fried my brain or something. Maybe it's because I'm, like, we haven't seen each other in, like, 4 years. And I'm so isolated and you're cute. And I just, I don't fucking know. Like, hey, I'm sorry. No, it's not fair to you, dude. You get dropped off here to be safe from them, and then I go and I just do some weird shit. Like, I don't know. You're sure? What the fuck do you mean it's okay? Just, no. Fuck no, dude. You are still respectable. Don't let me drag you down into the weird shit that I have going on. I'm a fucking wreck, dude. If you can't tell. Oh, God. That's wrong with me. What? You wanna try it? What the fuck does that mean? Try it. Are you sure? No, it seems wrong because you have so much going on right now, and I'm, yes. I wanted to, obviously, that's why why the fuck would you want to? God, this is so stupid. Oh. Okay. Fine. I'll do it, just let me climb on your lap. And It's not gonna be a regular thing, okay? Just, I wanna make that clear, okay? Okay. Just, come here. Is this okay? Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm okay. Why? I don't know. I guess, like, when I answered the door, I didn't really recognize you. I thought you were, like, your own hot friend for a second. I know. Are you sure? This is okay. Okay. Why? I don't care. I do not care what any of them think, actually. Like, and don't even talk about them right now. Just breathe. And that's it. I got you. You smell so fucking good. And, like, you're so, like, neat and put together, like, not like me. Like, I'm a fucking wreck, and I don't know, I guess it's just, like, hard not to feel like I'm dragging you down doing this, you know? It's nice. But we can stop if you want to. It's just, if it's too weird, or... Okay, good. I'll shut the fuck up. I that you can touch me more, you know? And just... Here, give me your hand. And let me... And there. I'm not wearing a bra. I know. And convenient. You can squeeze them harder, you know. You're not gonna hurt me. And if you do, that's fine. And can I touch you too? Please. And down here. I can feel how hard you are. And can I just... Okay, thank God. Just... Oh my God. No, it's amazing. I like it. I'm just gonna... And... Fuck. Is this okay? Am I stroking too hard? Okay, good. Good. And God, I feel so good. And stroking me like this. Maybe this will be good, yeah? That you keep me from going insane from isolation, and I'll keep a roof over your head. Your ball's empty. God, I sound so fucking stupid. I'm just horny, I guess. Ignore me, please. Fuck. Oh, come here. And keep breathing. And that's it. Yeah, they'd fucking kill us. God. Look at you. A good boy. And there it is. You're so fucking tense right now. It looks like that really had an effect on you. I'm gonna take care of you, okay? Are you close? Are you breathing heavy? You can come. It's okay. I'm here. And come for me. Come for your big sister. Alright, let me just gonna wipe that. Hey, are you okay? No, like, are you really okay? That was a lot, I guess. Are you sure? I know we just, like... Okay, good. Who the fuck are we kidding? This is definitely happening again. But hey, it's okay, right? As long as we're not, like, hurting anyone. Right, yeah. You probably think I'm such a fucking freak. No, don't you? No, I mean, like, I initiated it. That's a lot different than just going along with it. I don't know. But hey, we can do more than that if you want to. Next time, I'm not opposed. I'm kind of eager, actually. It's late. And we should get some sleep. So, do you want to sleep in my bed?